Famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright died more than 55 years ago in Phoenix, but battles over his legacy are continuing. A house he'd built for his son David and daughter-in-law Gladys in the Valley's Arcadia neighborhood was on the cusp of being sold to someone who would have torn it down. The house was saved from bulldozers when Las Vegas-based attorney Zach Rawling purchased it. But now Rawling's plans for the property have upset some neighbors. Mike Sunnix of the Phoenix Business Journal describes those plans.
He's acquired some adjacent properties in that area, and that's raised some red flags with some of the residents, neighbors around there, because they want to make it an event space, open it up for tours, have field trips there, and really be kind of a Taliesin West type operation, have an archives. And he's a real enthusiastic Frank Lloyd Wright fan since he was a child, and so that's kind of raising some concerns among the neighbors about traffic and impact on the neighborhood there.
That particular street, Exeter, is known as having some of the biggest houses in the valley outside of Paradise Valley. When they hear that someone wants to make an event space that might be like Taliesin, I'm sure they're thinking, well, Taliesin is in the middle of the desert, not in the middle of this extremely tony area.
Peter Sperling, the chairman of the University of Phoenix and Apollo Group, lives there. There's an $8 million estate listed across the street. And so we're not just talking like kind of the typical Arcadia house we're thinking of. This is super wealthy. Yeah, this is Paradise Valley type housing prices and wealth there. What Zach Rawling and the folks at the Wright House are saying they're going to do is they're going to lease parking space from the Church of Christ, which is right on Camelback there, right across from the Royal Palm. To give people kind of a map, and have the folks park there for events, and then they would enter the property from the church, so they wouldn't be driving in the neighborhood and parking on the street back there. They say, you know, it's not going to have the kind of congestion or people just parking everywhere on these kind of leafy, well-heeled street. That's obviously not, you know, going over well with some of the neighbors that are quite wealthy and, you know, are seeing a Taliesin type, a bunch of tourists come in. I think there's about 120,000 people visit Taliesin West annually. Obviously, a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright fans that would go to that would probably come to this too, and check this out. Parking lot at the church there is pretty ample. There's 130 spots there.
Is this something that could be settled amicably, or should we expect lawyer versus lawyer on this?
Well, he's hired Paul Gilbert, Zach Rawling, the Wright House people, who's one of the more noted land use attorneys. He's got some PR guys working for him, and the other side have hired some attorneys too. And they're going to go to the Phoenix. This will go before the Phoenix City Council. They'll probably try to get a special use permit. I think one of the concerns the neighbors had was, is this going to set some kind of precedent that the city will allow for commercial uses or events in a residential area like that? And Zach Rawling, the owner of the house, kind of says, well, we'll just do a special use permit, so this will be kind of a one-off type thing. But yeah, I think you could see, certainly some battles at the city level. And when you have people of this kind of pocketbook, you know, they do have attorneys at their disposal. It kind of reminds you kind of a not in my backyard type case, something would happen more back east or in California that we don't seem to have here very often.
Mike Sunnix, senior reporter for the Phoenix Business Journal. Mike, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve.